This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Brian bringing us into the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I've been around cows all my life. Love them. I have some pictures I'm going to post at facebook.com/DJV Show. Also post them at facebook.com/Eastley Farm, which is my farm. Pictures of my new bulldog feeding the cows and the horses. It's really hysterical to watch it. And you probably have dogs on your farm. How do they get along with the animals? What do they do when they see cows or horses or goats or pigs or whatever? You don't want to let them mess with the pigs because the pigs will, you know, just as soon eat them as not. But the horses and the cows, it depends on the breed, I guess, much as anything else. But just kind of fun to see the noses touch. It's cute. And what we need more of is cute on the farm, because there are lots of things going on that need our attention. If you're an American family farmer, if you have your own family farm business, maybe a fertilizer business, seed business, maybe you've got one of these co-ops that help the family farmers, or if you're a locavore using our products, then you're going to find this next hour's, all of our hours, to be instructive. We're actually going to spend time again with Roger Johnson, he's probably the most frequent person, or he's the only repeater that we have on this program, president of the National Farmers Union, talking about the farm bill, what to do next, the dairy situation nationally. I noted here in my state of Massachusetts, there was a proposal to put $8 million into the budget to help farmers because dairy is really leaving the state rapidly. For all the reasons that I talk about all the time, the big companies that have ganged up with the government, and in this case in Massachusetts, the president of the Senate decided it wasn't a good thing because there are other things that are affecting dairy. And that's true. There are plenty of other things. I was talking to a dairy farmer, a fellow who actually has been on this program, Jim Goodman, who's the president of the National Family Farm Coalition, says the dairy industry in the situation it's in I guess because he's been around for a while, and this is something that is true. There's another point of view going back historically on the dairy situation. This guy's been a dairy farmer all of his life, last 42 years as a conventional farmer. He's an organic dairy producer. He said, I farmed through the farm crisis of the 70s and 80s. A lot of the things that happened then are happening again. He converted to organic production because it was the way to make a decent living and remain on the farm. There's too much milk being produced. That's the bottom line. That's true. It is. These guys that producing of milk, not on the family farm, but these huge, I mean, let's get real about this. These huge 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 dairies that are producing this white crap that they call milk, that's not dairy farming. That's big, huge agriculture industry. It's not dairy farming, it's not farming at all. These things are commodities. These cows may have 2-3 lactations, and then they get killed. They bring them in, they don't treat them well, they don't feed them well, and they, you know, they last a couple of lactations, and by the time they're 8-9 years old, they're dead. It's no way to run a farm. Anyway, yes, the problem is that there was too much milk in the 80s. There's too much milk today. The problem in the 80s, however, was that we had a lot of people who were staying on the farm and maybe adding a dozen cows or something like that. Now, we have people, my cattle dealer was telling me yesterday he has an order for 350 Holsteins to go to a guy who's now making milk with 650, 660 cows. He wants another 300, and because he's got to bring his father back in the business because they can't make ends meet. So they have more milk and no more expenses in reality other than buying the cows. So he thinks that's the way, and it isn't. But it's making more milk And that's how the farmer, that's the unfortunate ignorance of what goes into making decisions here. And it isn't really so much the person that's milking several hundred cows or 300, 400, 500 cows. It's the person making milk with 5,000 and 10,000 cows or the company. These are not individual farms. These are huge conglomerates that have been put into place by DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, which is a co-op controlled by Dean Foods, controlled by the Suiza family. You hear me talking about them all the time because they're the bad guys. And the collusion with the government has never been stronger. So the government turns a blind eye, even though they say they're trying to deal with this in the farm bill. We're going to find out about how that works with Roger in just a few minutes. But even though this is not the first time, probably not the last, unless some actions are taken, but the number of people who are being destroyed, their lives, their farms, this fellow, the Goodman that I'm talking about, says there ought to be a $20 floor price for milk. That'll keep farmers from going out of business. That's right on the cusp. I figure it cost me 21, 22 bucks a hundredweight to make milk on my farm, but maybe you can do it for 20, but you sure as hell can't do it for 14, and that's what farmers are being paid now because DFA wanted cheap milk. They want to make more money. So the farmer gets 20%. You buy a bottle of milk for $4, let's say. The farmer is getting 20%. It gets 80 cents out of that. That's it. The rest of it goes to the producers, truckers, whomever, the middlemen. And that's what's wrong with the system. Find a dairy that's selling its own milk on its farm. It costs a lot of money to do it, and so that's why it's hard. It becomes preventative because it's hard to get into it. But if you can sell like I did on my farm, I sold raw milk. I was going to set up a pasteurization deal, but then I decided to get out of it because it was too hard to keep things going help-wise and otherwise. But, you know, in this circumstance, it seems to me that we can find other ways out of the problem, and that's sort of where we're going to go with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, right after this.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Echol, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Time now as we expand your horizons to visit with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union. He used to be the director of ag in North Dakota, but has been on the job in Washington for quite a long time. I think I had one of your assistants on a month or so ago, and he came from North Dakota, and I said to him using, gee, I wonder how you got your job.
Good to be with you, Doug.
And he just laughed. Good to be with you always. So... Let's get your take on the farm bill. Where is it? The fact it didn't pass. You know that my thing is dairy. My thing is the big ag conglomerates getting any money at all, never mind $600 billion, and then some of the state-by-state things. So what's your take on where we are at the moment?
Well, I think it's still an open question as to whether the House will pass the farm bill. We opposed the bill that came out of the House Ag Committee for quite a number of reasons, but principally because it didn't provide a decent safety net for family farmers. Mm-hmm. So you know they've got the Freedom Caucus on the far right that objected. The Democrats solidly opposed it, and then some of the moderate Republicans opposed it. So it failed.
Opposed it? Why though? Why are the Democrats? You know, they're five guys on the right. They come from dairy. States, Trump got a lot of support from rural America and dairy states, and I can't see anything coming out of this administration to help.
Well, the Democrats opposed it largely because of food stamps, and their objection wasn't so much that there were work requirements added, it was that the bill also created this pretty substantial state-by-state bureaucracy with the money that was saved from folks who don't have enough money to buy food. They're going to stand up these state-by-state bureaucracies. So that's why the Democrats oppose it. The Freedom Caucus, the far-right Republicans, they opposed it because they just don't like government subsidies of any type. And the word on the street from D.C. here is that the Freedom Caucus will potentially vote for the farm bill if it comes up again after they have a chance to vote on an immigration bill that's been proposed by Representative Goodlatte. We'll see whether that happens.
What is that about? What is that? How does that affect the farm world?
Well, it's the Goodlatte proposal is a very conservative proposal. It doesn't do anything with DACA. It does a it's sort of a hard right kind of response. It is supported by the National Milk Federation because it changes the H-2B program to an H-2C program, which permits year-round immigrant labor. But that very much divided the immigration coalition, which we've been a part of for a long time, trying to get something like ag jobs approved so that folks could have immigrants working on their farms year-round in a legal setting. But most of the rest of that immigration coalition opposes the bill because it's just far too restrictive and has this e-verify thing, and they're just worried that these undocumented immigrants are going to be required to leave the country on the promise that they're going to get a visa to come back, and they're worried that they won't get a visa to come back, and so you've got that whole debate that's going on there.
Well, and it's also, you know, when you get right down to it, my feeling is that there are more people worried about this, the visas and workers and stuff, who have the huge conglomerate farms. Smaller farms, yeah, do they need help? Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But they don't need it to the same tune. And I think you lay this back at the foot of the Dairy Farmers of America and Dean Foods, and you know, as far as dairy is concerned, there is this outward, not even hidden agenda now to basically destroy small family farm dairy production because it's cheaper to have 5,000 cows than it is to have 500. We'll continue. Roger Johnson from the NFU here at 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The legislative session and what's in it for the American family farmer. Roger Johnson's the president of the NFU joining me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. I thought you'd be interested in these numbers, Roger. In Vermont, the livestock inventory of cattle, that is cows for milk, has gone in 1 year from 145,000 to 131,000. I thought that was pretty interesting, the drop in a state like Vermont. In terms of how many people, I found this fascinating. You know, about 2%, right? Isn't that the number? Less than 2% of our population is on the farm these days. It used to be 98%. But 40% of the global population works in agriculture in some way, shape, or form outside of this guy. I find that fascinating because we don't think about those things, do we?
It's really a function of whether countries are developed or not. And the U.S. is, economically a developed, advanced country. And as that happens, folks tend to leave the farm and pursue other kinds of occupations like radio show hosts and things of that nature. And everyone, has other options. But when you're in a very undeveloped state, as we were 100 plus years ago, the majority of the population is farming, and in much of the world, it's that sort of subsistence farming that still prevails as they're trying to grow their economies.
Right. Roger Johnson, as president of the NFU, we're asking you to overview the farm bill at the moment. You were saying something about the basic welfare benefits, the need to cut back on people who get food stamps. I think most people who are educated understand how abusive that program has become, how many people on it that ought not to be there. But that doesn't mean you throw the bathwater out with the baby. The thing that confuses most people who don't come from ag is why this program is in the USDA to begin with.
Well, I would argue that people who don't understand that aren't thinking very, very deeply, because if there's one thing that farmers do, it's what? We produce food.
Yeah.
What do people need to live?
Food.
They need food. So folks who are struggling financially and unable to put food on the table, they need farmers to produce food they need some means of getting that food. So, I mean, there is a very direct connection between farmers and food, and that connection in the Farm Bill is between supporting family farmers. At least that's the theory that we've operated under for much of our history as a country. It seems as though we're doing less and less of that as the years go on. And that there's sort of this deal, if you will, this quid pro quo politically that says if family farmers are going to have a financial support to survive during these really bad periods, either disasters or low price periods, then a part of that deal that the taxpayer is supporting these family farmers also is to support a safety net for folks who are struggling to put food on the table. And so that's largely been our rationale as a farm organization, is we say, listen, folks who are struggling financially need a safety net. That's true whether you're on the farm or whether you're off the farm.
You know, it really it is, looking at it that way. But when you consider how important it is, we can't live without food. We just talked, you know, that's what you just said a minute ago.
Yeah.
And so why is it we're screwing the people who are responsible for growing? It just doesn't make any, it doesn't register, it doesn't compute under the circumstances. And the prices the farmers get for doing what they do, in the case of a bottle of milk, if the farmer's lucky to have gotten 20% of what the value is of that, why? That's the person that's getting the milk, but the middleman and markup of the supermarket, all those things are part of the play here, and it makes it difficult for everybody to understand where the costs are, how they impact. 28 past the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda.
I was a big tanner. I tanned a lot at the beach, at the pool.
Deborah Wagner waits in an infusion therapy room watching an IV line drip. It carries the medicine she hopes will keep her melanoma at bay. The deadliest of skin cancers has spread to her brain, lungs, and liver. She now offers a simple message to anyone who'll listen, wishing to spare them a similar fate.
All that tanning, it wasn't worth it.
I think the message is getting out, but we need to do a better job.
Melanoma researcher Dr. Svetomir Markovic says ultraviolet or UV radiation is almost always to blame. He describes it as a physical carcinogen and says repeated exposure magnifies the risk.
The way ultraviolet light injures the cells is by injuring the DNA.
Deborah's first hint of trouble was a dark and expanding mole. Dr. Markovic urges vigilance. Removing such moles early enough can result in a cure. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A big working dinner in New York City to lay groundwork for the summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been meeting with North Korean envoy Kim Yong-chol, the most senior North Korean to hold talks with Americans on U.S. soil in almost two decades. There are three different sets of meetings that are underway. The summit in New York with two top national security advisors to each leader. In Singapore, there's White House officials meeting with North Koreans to talk about logistics. And also at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas, you have really experienced diplomats working on a lot more of the serious issues of the summit. According to Secretary Pompeo, the goal is to get an agreement that is complete and cannot be turned around. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing but voice. Beautiful sound.
For the American Family Farmer on the radio, anyway, is the American Family Farmer Show. Get the podcasts of the weekly conversations we have with our guests in the news that I present and some of my opinions as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. The farm bill and what we're doing, how to make a better bill. I suppose that's where we're going with all this. We can grouse and complain. What makes it better, Roger?
Well, you know, you were talking before we went to the break about the share that the farmer gets of
yep.
the food dollar on different things like milk. I would encourage listeners to go to our website, nfu.org. And you'll see there, we publish every month, we publish a thing we call the Farmer Share. Overall, farmers get less than 15 cents of every food dollar. And then we break it down by item. So you can look at, you know, lettuce or tomatoes or soda or carrots or bread. I mean, beer, any of these different food products, bread. $3.49 is the retail price of a 2 pound loaf of bread. The farmer gets 12 pennies out of that. You know, it's, and you can just go down the list on all these different food items. The point of this is that farmers need support when markets collapse. And markets frequently collapse when there's just a little bit too much production. You're talking about that earlier, Doug, about the dairy situation. You got a little bit too much milk on the market, and markets just collapse.
And the milk isn't there, by the way, because the family farmer is producing. What's happened is these huge conglomerates, these big corporations, some of them not even controlled by American interests, are putting 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 cows in one location and milking them, and that's what brought the price of milk down to 14 or 15 bucks a hundred weight.
Putting enormous supply on the market, and that dynamic that you're talking about in dairy, that exists throughout much of agriculture. And for decades, Farmers Union has fought for a fair deal for family-sized farmers, and we argue that, listen, when we've got periods of oversupply, that's when there ought to be some sort of a safety net that kicks in and provides some sort of a support price. But when we have periods of shortage, that safety net, we don't need help when the market is strong.
Right.
We'd rather have policies that lead us to strong markets, and then we don't need any sort of a safety net. But when prices collapse, you do need that. And that, that's fundamentally what we argue for in a farm bill, and why we were opposed to the House version. To get back to the farm bill, you had talked earlier about, you know, what's the likelihood of something passing? It looks more likely now that the Senate is going to take this up, and they're going to do something that's more likely to be a bipartisan bill in the Senate than was the case in the House. And we should probably see that in the next couple of weeks.
So if you go to nfu.org, I urge farmers to do this because I think this may be the most enlightening piece of information you can get. Not that Roger isn't enlightening, but this stares you right in the face. Lettuce that costs $2.79 in the store, the farmer gets 47 cents for. Tomatoes that cost $3.99 a pound in the store, farmer gets 40 cents for. Carrots that cost $4.50 in the store, the farmer gets $1.40 for. You can go on through the list. This is very enlightening. The farmer gets $2 out of a sirloin that you pay $9 for. Farmer gets 50 cents for a pound of potatoes or 5 pounds of potatoes, you pay $4 for it. It's obscene. What the hell is wrong with our values if we don't understand that the food that we eat, that we're trying to be independent, and if we keep on this path, and this is not a lecture, this is reality. We used to be called the breadbasket of the world. In 50 years, if we keep going down the street that we're going down, never mind the breadbasket of the world, we'll be lucky to be able to feed ourselves.
Yeah. We're
driving everybody out, and these idiots that, well, I would more refer to them as bastards, that run these big ag conglomerates. And by the way, you haven't said a word, and I know where the NFU comes from, and so I feel comfortable asking you the question about all the billions of dollars that are going to go, you know, like pissing down the stream to these big ag cooperatives and the big ag businesses that don't need a penny. So why is that? Yeah. Why isn't that a focus of the abuse?
Yeah, much of that is that gets debated in the form of the tax bill that passed here right around the end of the year, the first part of this year, and you saw these enormous tax benefits going to the wealthiest among us, mm-hmm. and the largest corporations in the country were the ones that got the lion's share of all those tax benefits. And, the individuals that are struggling to put food on the table got pennies, if that, out of the tax bill. And even at that, their relief was temporary, whereas all the corporate tax relief was permanent. These are the kinds of things that we spend our resources fighting against here in Washington, D.C. And sometimes it's, you know, it's a pretty lonely road because we tend to be, you know, while we're a mainstream farm organization, we tend to be marching to a different beat on a lot of these issues than the other large
American Farm Bureau Federation.
Organization.
I'll say it. You don't have to. You choke on it. But I and frankly, that's why I belong to the NFU now, rather than the Farm Bureau. Although I am trying to, I'm starting a little bit of trouble here, and maybe you can save me from it, or maybe you can help. In some states, the growing of hemp has been a focus, and I think that we ought to have. I have land that I wanted to devote to growing hemp because it's a good cash crop, better than corn, don't need so much corn anymore for the cows, so I want to grow some hemp. And we're sort of putting together a group of people. You got to find markets. It's very complicated. You know, as soon as you mention something like that, and the people that don't know anything, I got to grow marijuana on your farm? No, you moron. Hemp is a completely different product. It's medicinal. It has value for all kinds of products. And so I would like to see the NFU, if it hasn't already, put together a group. I'd be happy to join in it that works on helping farmers grow different kinds of products. And hemp is the most recent one that's gotten a lot of attention. I don't know what you think about it.
But. Well, we have for as long as I've been here, so more than 10 years, Farmers Union has supported the legalization of industrial hemp. Before I came here to Farmers Union, I was the agriculture commissioner in North Dakota, and we worked on a bipartisan basis in a very Republican state. I was elected as a Democrat in supporting industrial hemp. We passed a number of laws in the state of North Dakota that, in fact, in a lot of ways were leading the country in wanting hemp to be made legal again. And there's gradual progress that's being made in this space. Even Majority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has a hemp bill and has promoted the legalization of industrial hemp across the country for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And it's one of his asks in the Senate Ag Committee is to do provisions promoting the growing of industrial hemp as a part of the farm bill. So we're making progress. It is very slow and painful because for years, the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, has classified industrial hemp as identical to marijuana. And so it's considered a class one or class A or whatever the terminology is, illegal drug.
Stupid.
And so it's
stupid.
I mean, you really fight this.
Oh, my God.
Fight over stuff that is really kind of nonsensical. I used to say, and you'll get a kick out of this, that there's, if you were going to try to get high from the THC in industrial hemp, it would take a joint the size of a telephone pole to give you enough THC. I mean, it makes the point.
Yeah,
that it is not industrial hemp is not a drug. It's not the CBDs in industrial hemp that are that have medicinal value, but there's lots of industrial products that can be made from. In fact, the country used to require farmers to grow industrial hemp in the early World War because.
Hemp for the war,
there's the riggings on the ships, and
right.
You know it was the tents that the soldiers were using.
Yeah.
I mean, all this equipment for it was an important part of the war effort in the early years until it was eventually outlawed on really spurious grounds.
Our thinking in this country about stuff like that is really pretty amazing when you compare us to, let's say, we always want to be compared to other first world countries like Europe. It's so different. All right, hold on a second. A few final comments from Roger Johnson, President of NFU, in a matter of moments. Right now, let me help you get better. using Life Change Tea, a unique blend made from all natural ingredients. GetTheTea.com, cleanse your body, use the discount code DJV, and get free shipping from Get The Tea. GetTheTea.com, call them, no, you don't have to call them, go online now, GetTheTea.com.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Sorry, I was sleep texting. May have become the dog ate my homework of the digital age. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Doctors seeing increased sleep disorders from constant phone use say texting while asleep is on the rise. More common in teens and those who never let go of their phones, experts concur that parts of our brain controlling motor skills can wake up. Meanwhile, other parts managing memory or judgment remain asleep. Whatever the reason, our unconscious mind has the upper hand in these cases, from texting gibberish to outright aggressive messages. One person sent a text to her boss in the middle of the night saying, "You're fired." Having a history of sleep disorders, such as sleepwalking and sleep talking, make you more likely to text while asleep. One solution, leave your phone in another room at night. Just be prepared for a completely different disorder, separation anxiety.
Hi, Roger Johnson from the NFU. We're talking about the Farm Bill because that's the big issue. I'm looking at some things that are coming, various producers groups talking about milk and that sort of thing, sustainable profit in the dairy business. I guess I don't understand why, what caused us to feel like we didn't have to pay for food? I guess, what was the origin of that? Do you know? Can you even...
No, I don't. What I can tell you is that my training is in economics, and that one of the fundamental economic characteristics of agriculture, it has to do with what's called, economists call it, elasticity, price elasticity of supply and of demand. And essentially, that's a complicated term, but it just means this. When you have a little bit too much of an essential product, like food, prices go down very dramatically, but they go down, the change in price is much more steep than the change in supply. And conversely, when you have a little bit too little of something, the price changes just as dramatic to the upside. That's long been the argument for why there should be some sort of stability provided to federal government programs in the Farm Bill. The last point I'd make here, Doug, is that there's enormous financial stress across agriculture right now. It's not just dairy. Dairy is certainly talked about a lot, but all of agriculture, the stress is dramatic. Prices are less than half of what they were 5 years ago when the last farm bill was put in place.
All right, NFU.org, Roger Johnson, the president of NFU here on the American Family Farmer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Past the hour of the American Family Farmer Show, archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I'm going to go over with you some of the proposed regulations in this new farm bill for GMO food labeling. Wait till you hear what some of the rules that have been proposed, what the options are, and how people in various income levels will be affected by this. GMO foods, well, I'll get into the meat, if you will, pardon the pun, right after this.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, speaking of DJV, just for a moment, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Lots of farmers, we have fathers in every spectrum, right? So there's a Works, W-O-R-X, Father's Day combo promo. We've been doing this for the past 4 or 5 years on my programs. This year, you can win a GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower, which is a $100 value, and also a 40-volt HydroShot portable power cleaner. power, a pressure washer in essence. That's a $150 value. You want to win it? Just go to djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, that's it. Just make sure you put Works, W-O-R-X, giveaway in the subject line and click submit at djvshow.com. We give away two sets of these a week between now and Father's Day, so register quickly and easily at djvshow.com. The regulations for GMO food labeling, man, the Agriculture Department, they got their head up their butt. The proposed regulations for mandatory disclosure of foods produced using genetic engineering, sometimes referred to as GE or GMO, bioengineered foods. The regulation comes out of a law that Obama passed, actually, when he was in office, prohibiting existing state labeling laws, such as Vermont's, that required on-package labeling. Instead, it created a federal disclosure program, which, for the first time, creates a nationwide standard of required disclosure. There now will be public comment on this. It goes, but under the circumstances, looking at this thing and understanding what we're really talking about, the people who are low income or designated low income, elderly folks who don't read labels, minorities who, for whatever the reason, don't seem to know what's in their food, they're the ones that are going to be hurt by the unlabeled GMO foods. And that's really what's going on here. The USDA has proposed to allow manufacturers to choose to use codes, which are images on a package that have to be scanned in order for you to read what's in there. Can you imagine anything that outrageous? That's how much control these bums at Monsanto and these other people have on the food supply. Access to information behind the code image requires a smartphone, a broadband connection, technologies that are lacking because of net neutrality being bumped in rural areas and people that don't have phones, this kind of stuff. This is the most damnable, outrageous piece of crap to come down the pike for a long time. People want more information. Instead, the government is in concert with the GMO producers, mostly Monsanto. They're colluding to keep Americans who don't own smartphones and who aren't, you know, who are living in rural America, low-income people, elderly populations, those without access to the internet, from having any information about what they're buying for food. It's outrageous that this kind of thing has been proposed and is now working its way down the pipeline. So you need to get to your senator and your congressman about this. This is really outrageous. My thoughts, I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.